Hi, this is Dan Steele with your Wausau Legislative Report for Monday, January 9th, 2023. Today at noon, the 68th Biennial Legislature convened its 2023 session. Unlike the last 2 years, legislators met in person as opening ceremonies commenced, and barring unforeseen circumstances, legislators are expected to meet face-to-face throughout the session on the respective House and Senate floors and in legislative committees. The public will be allowed in the legislative building and the House and Senate galleries. The public is also allowed in committee meetings, although seating has been reconfigured to mitigate crowding. While the public is also allowed in the House and Senate office buildings, access is restricted and access to legislators is restricted and closely controlled. All legislators are allowed to meet their constituents and lobbyists in person. However, individual legislators can choose to meet either in person or virtually. Legislative committees will take public testimony similarly to the previous two sessions. You have the option of signing in to provide oral comments, you can sign up to provide written comments, or you can simply sign in to note support or opposition to a bill. The only change is that you can choose to testify in person or remotely. We'll provide more details on this process in this week's This Week in Olympia legislative newsletter, which will be released on Friday. Traditionally, in the first week of the long session, that is the first session of the biennium, it's full of ceremonial events and legislative committees spend most of their time holding work sessions, making sure new members can get up to speed. This year, the ceremonies continued, but many committees are jumping right into public testimony on bills. For example, on Wednesday, the Senate Education Committee will hear Senate Bill 5038, which would push the current RIF notice deadline from May 15th to June 1st. The next day, on Thursday, the committee will hear one of our priority issues. Senate Bill 5174 would revise pupil transportation funding to provide a more adequate and predictable system. There are some concerns about this specific bill. However, we're pleased that legislators are following through with their commitments made last year to address a broken pupil transportation system. This week, the two budget committees will also take public testimony on Governor Inslee's proposed 2023-25 operating budget. His budget would increase the current 2021-23 budget by $6.3 billion. The discretionary policy level increases in his budget is almost $4.9 billion. Unfortunately, the governor's requested spending on K-12 education is horribly disappointing. While he proposes almost $5 billion in policy additions, his budget includes a K-12 education funding increase of less than $280 million, which equates to an increase of less than 1%. It's incumbent upon school administrators to engage with legislators and express your needs this session to ensure the final budget provides real support for K-12 education. For more details on the governor's budget, see the summary provided in the December 16th issue of This Week in Olympia. If you don't receive our legislative newsletter, all issues are archived on the WASA website at wasa-oly.org/TWIO, T-W-I-O. Thank you for following this legislative podcast. We encourage you to use this as a supplement to TWIO, not a replacement. However, we know how incredibly busy you are, so we provide this service to ensure you at least receive a high-level review of education actions in the legislature. We'll provide new podcasts at least weekly throughout the 2023 session, which will normally be available on Monday or Tuesday. Our hope is that school administrators will use the information provided in these podcasts and in our legislative newsletter to fully engage in the legislative process. We're in for an uphill battle in the 2023 session, and without your support and advocacy, we have little hope for success. Please join with us as we jump into the legislative arena and make a positive difference. Thank you for listening.